Read this room's office.
Well, this here's the porch. This is the front porch out on it. And then this is the bedroom back here.
Mm-hmm.
And which runs out to the end of the porch too. I mean, it goes all the way out. And this is the living room in there, and this is the kitchen where we had here. And this is the bedroom in there, and the bathroom over here, and the bedroom here, right here, and then the porch is on this end of it here.
Mm-hmm.
Just leave this part of it out.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Maybe you can guess at it, or you can draw it.
Yeah, I see. Do you remember different names for porches, or an old-fashioned name for porch?
No, it's been porches for about as long as I can remember.
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear of a gallery or a piazza?
Yeah. The gallery usually was in was like I was talking about, the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And was in that first house where it was built off, away from the main part of the house. Most all of them used to be that way. They have a kitchen separate from the balance of the house, just have a little walkway going out.
What part was the gallery? That walkway?
The kitchen. Most of them call the kitchen the gallery.
How did you get heat in your house?
Wood. With an old... Well, we had this house that burned down, we had a fireplace in it. But then when we built this one here, we had wood heaters on the thing we had here.
Mm-hmm. You know, on the fireplace, the thing, the smoke goes up through.
Yeah, chimney.
Uh-huh. What about the part on the floor in front of the fireplace?
Well, see, the chimney was built out of stone or brick.
Mm-hmm.
And then you take clay and fill inside there with it, and then put more brick or clay down in rock and the stone in the bottom of it, but then the house would just be built up to the fireplace. It wouldn't be the floor house where the fireplace was.
Mm-hmm. Well, the part of the fireplace comes out a little bit.
Yeah, the hearth.
Uh-huh. And the thing you set the wood on in the fireplace.
Yeah.
What's that
called? You mean the house? A lot of them didn't have nothing to put it on, but the others was fire dogs.
Uh-huh. And the thing up above the fireplace that you can set?
The mantelpiece.
Okay.
Yeah.
And if you were going to start a fire, what kind of wood would you use?
Fat lighter. Mm-hmm. Pine, fat pine.
You ever heard another name for lighter? What about kindling?
McKinley? Yeah, well, it's all.
Fire
is all the same, yeah, like you say. Yeah, the only thing you just split it up in smaller pieces. It was all lighted wood, fat wood. Yeah,
split up into
small pieces. Yeah, that back then, I can remember when they used to cut up small bundles like that and tie a string around them, bundles like that, little splinter pieces, pieces about that big square, and sell it in the store.
Yeah, we
could buy it in the store and start the fire with.
You could take a big piece of wood and set that sword toward the back of the fireplace.
Back then, I can remember.
Maybe you'd burn all night
long. Yeah,
small bump.
Yeah, put oak in it.
Uh-huh. What would you call that?
A back log.
Uh-huh. And the black stuff that forms in the chimney.
That's soot.
And what you shovel out of the fireplace.
Ashes.
And talking about things that you'd have in a house, the thing that I'm sitting in would be a...
Most of the time it was benches then. Didn't have no chairs then. At that time.
What about something that people might have nowadays in their living room that's long for two or three people to sit on?
Yeah, like a couch, you mean?
Any other names for couch?